Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of the Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adijari Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the fourth day in the month of June 2025. It's a beautiful Wednesday. I will be looking at a topic that says, the dangers of fame. The dangers of fame. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 31, Yield Not to Temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Job chapter 35 to chapter 38. And our memory verse is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 24, which says, and Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed at the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I fear the people and obey their voice. 1 Samuel 15:24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I fear the people and obey their voice. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 1 to 31. From verse 1 it reads, Samuel said to Saul, I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go, attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. So Saul summoned the men and mustered them at Telem, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 from Judah. Saul went to the city of Amalek and set an ambush in the ravine. Then he said to Kenites, go away, leave the Amalekites so that I do not destroy you along with them. For you showed kindness to all the Israelites when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites moved away from the Amalekites. Then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Avila to Shur, near the eastern border of Egypt. He took Agag, king of Amalekites, alive, and all his people he totally destroyed with the sword. But Saul and his army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lamb, everything that was good. This they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak they totally destroyed. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, I regret that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and not carried out my instruction. So Samuel was angry, and he cried out to the Lord all night. Early in the morning Samuel got up and went to meet Saul. And he was told, Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone on down to Gilgal. When Samuel reached him, Saul said, the Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instruction. But Samuel said, what then is the bleating of sheep in my ear? What is this lowering of cattle that I hear? Saul answered, The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and the cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God. But we totally destroyed the rest. Enough, Samuel said to Saul. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night. Tell me, Saul replied. Samuel said, although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribe of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, go and destroy completely those wicked people, the Amalekites, which war against them until you have wiped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? But I did obey the Lord, Saul said. I went on the mission that the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took the sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal. But Saul replied, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to eat is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like a sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, I have violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them. Now I beg you, forgive my sins and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to him, I will not go back with you. You have rejected the word of the Lord. The Lord has rejected you as king over Israel. As Samuel turned to leave, Saul caught hold of the hem of his robe, and it tore. Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to your neighbors, to one better than you. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a human being that he should change his mind. Saul replied, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God. So Samuel went back with Saul, and so worship the Lord. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Proverbs 27 verse 21 says, as the finding pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. People should not chase after fame because of its potency to destroy. In 1 Samuel 9 verse 1, Saul's father, Kish, was described as a mighty man of power who was also wealthy. Yet Saul was obviously very humble, because when his father sent him to search for their lost donkey, he went without complaining. Even during the search, he listened to his father's advice to seek a prophet's counsel concerning the lost animal, like you see in 1 Samuel chapter 9 from verse 6 to 8. When he became the king of Israel, he was humble in the first 2 years of his reign until he began to seek the approval of men. Saul forgot that it was God who appointed him king, and he began to chase after endorsement from men. The first time he did this was when the Philistines gathered against him, and Samuel delayed before joining him at Gilgal. When he saw the people scattering from him, he did what he wasn't supposed to do by offering the burnt offering, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 7 to 10. He did the wrong thing because he wanted to gain the people's attention and approval. It was a costly mistake because it earned him God's disapproval. When we allow the desire to gain people's approval to move us into doing the wrong things, we have set ourselves against God. In 1 Samuel 15, despite his early mistake, God gave Saul a chance to repent. He instructed him to destroy the Amalekites. God's command was clear. utterly destroy them and spare no one, like we say in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 2. However, Saul, in his blind lust to be a man of the people, went against God's instruction, like we see in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 24. When we seek fame above serving God, we are falling into the trap of the fear of man, because the Bible says that the fear of man brings a snare, like we see in Proverbs 29, verse 25. People who desperately seek fame will compromise God's standard to please people. At the end of the day, such people like Saul will lose out, because God will not trust a man who desperately desires fame with precious matters of his kingdom. Beloved, do not chase after the approval of men. Rather, let God's approval be your primary motivation. When you fear the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly, he will position you to influence others for him. Today's opener comes to the key point that says, if you seek fame above serving God, you have set yourself against God. If you seek fame above serving God, you have set yourself against God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again or till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.